what happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
Ba-ding to the ba-dang to the ba-dong to the ba-ding to the ba-boo. I like it.
I actually enjoyed that.
Okay, good.
Don't get me wrong, it's super stupid.
Well, look, you don't want him rehearsed like Al, so you definitely didn't get a rehearsed one there.
What I liked most about that is the music is playing.
Yeah.
I've got my eyes closed.
That was the best part.
And, no, like, right before the scat happened, I got that full shot of adrenaline. Like, you know, I thought for a moment, like, wait, am I up? Because I'm just.
Oh, the panic and adrenaline?
I'm sitting over here. I'm just grooving. And you all know that feeling when it hits, it goes whoosh. It's just a wave through your body.
You got that, huh?
Oh, I did. So I'm. You guys want to go run?
So I could have done anything and you would have been happy because it just meant you didn't have it.
Yes.
Welcome into the Spitballers episode.
You want to do some push-ups?
167. We have one of the most heralded segments of all time on today's show. Liar, Liar is back. We have That's a Great Question.
How many have we done?
I think like five or six.
Sounds about right. I'll figure that out.
How many have we won? How many have we won?
Zero.
Yeah.
You don't have the stats off the top of your head?
No.
That's disappointing.
We have
Oh, and Infinity.
Yeah, that's our record. We'll beat Al today, obviously. This is the day.
I will bet $5,000 that we bet him today.
Okay. We also have a great draft. Oh. We are going to draft the worst things to do while nauseous.
Oof.
So let your brain spin on that a bit while we go through the
Probably
show.
An important draft for people when they're getting a little queasy.
Yeah.
They can stop and think, oh, I shouldn't do this.
Are you supposed to scat when you're nauseous?
Well, we'll find out. You can put it on your list.
Instagram.com/spitballerspod. Thank you to everybody who is leaving us reviews over on Apple Podcasts, subscribing to the show. Tell your friends about it. It's a free, fun show to make your week better. We've got Mondays with brand new episodes, Thursdays with spit hits.
Tell your friends.
That's a great question.
This question comes in from Paula Abdul-Jabbar.
Ooh, I like that one.
In your professional opinion, would an ant survive a fall off of the Empire State Building?
Oh, excellent question. Hmm. Because, yes. Because.
Wait, are you just jumping right into it?
Of course I'm. I mean, it's the easiest, most obvious answer of all time. My experience with these exoskeleton insects is that they could fall from outer space and they will be fine. Have you ever seen, like, I have literally stomped on an ant. I've crushed it, and I'm
that means a lot, and coming from
right, I'm a big boy.
that's a huge stomp.
That's a lot of weight, and those size 13s coming down on you, and then I lift my shoe up
totally
and they
fine
scurry
and
away
missed?
No, I didn't miss. But, like, I don't know. These exoskeleton insects are...
It would survive, I think.
We got to break this down. What is the terminal velocity of an ant?
I don't think that matters, but only so much.
Oh, no, that's everything.
No, it isn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a phrase, Andy, terminal velocity.
But there's also...
Science.
Okay, what's the terminal velocity of a feather, guys? You drop a feather from a... From the Empire State Building.
I don't know. There's a lot of the aerodynamics, the wind resistance, a lot of things factor in.
That's right. My point.
Terminal velocity of an ant is 6.4 kilometers per hour. Now, I have no idea how fast that is because it's in kilometers.
That seems like...
That's so slow.
No, it's slow, I think, compared to a human being, but still, going 6 kilometers...
If I'm jogging, I can go 6 kilometers an hour. If I jog slowly into a brick wall, I'm going to live.
That's true. It's going to hurt.
Yeah, and maybe this ant's hurting.
Also,
but the wind's going to carry it. I don't even know if it lands within the block.
So you Googled What is the terminal velocity of an ant? And there was an answer.
This was not a fresh question. People have been curious for years about the terminal velocity of
does
ants.
Does the distance matter at that point? Because
no.
It's an airplane 10,000 feet up or it's the top of a building. It doesn't matter. This ant's living. You could throw a handful of ants out of a plane, and I'm guessing that most of those ants are fine.
So the terminal velocity, according to FAI.org, of a human is about 200 kilometers per hour.
And that's why you explode.
That's why you splat.
So yeah. So literally, terminal velocity is why ants are fine? I get
that's why they can fall and just be okay, because they just gently, like a summer's breeze, they just fall down to the ground.
Which ironically, it's a non-terminal velocity for an ant.
Oh my goodness, you are correct.
Oh right?
My goodness. That's just the velocity.
It's just its velocity.
They just go down at velocity.
I think we sorted that out.
Well, hold on. There's a different question.
At what size do you go from non-terminal to terminal?
I don't know. When you weigh more than a small crumb's
weight?
What,
like a caterpillar? This is a caterpillar?
Okay, new great question.
Caterpillar's going to have some troubles, depending on its...
What if it's the hungry version as opposed to the full one?
That's more terminal.
Yeah.
Because he's hungry.
Remember the hippo?
He's hungry and dying.
Oh, the hippo's going everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a block-wide splat. Okay, guys. Here's the next great question. 6.4 kilometers per hour is how many miles per hour? Mike, I'm asking Mike.
All right.
Okay, 6.4 kilometers per hour. I'm going to go, that is 2.4 miles per hour.
What an idiot. It's four.
You knew I was going to say that.
I did
that.
Know you.
That's
you sounded like you were going
me.
To four, so I was like, that's not going to happen. And I am so glad that I was not asked this question, because I didn't know which direction, like which ones.
I knew which way, but I went way too far.
I probably would have gone like 15 miles an hour.
Jackson from Patreon, after watching the Olympic event of speed walking, I think it's crucial that you guys explain the difference between speed walking and jogging.
Oh,
by the way, this is the 12th Liar Liar. Today.
12?
We're
0-11?
We're 0-11.
That's upsetting.
That's impossible.
Speed walking versus jogging.
There's a lot of differences.
I have always wondered, I will
There's
say
one
this.
Crucial difference.
How do you enforce an infraction in a massive speed walking tournament?
You get punched in the face.
That's the enforce. That,
yeah.
That is how you enforce. I think Andy's question wasn't so much how do you enforce, but what are the criteria? Of
well, how do you
penalty.
Catch somebody? If you've got 100 people speed
oh, it's
floor walking.
Cams. Floor cameras are how you catch. So you have cameras set
I
up
really
on,
want to know the answer.
On the ground.
Because they're being recorded the whole time.
Well, I would imagine that
it's the Olympics.
You don't sneak a little run in there?
I would imagine that the floor cam is legit. I mean, it's a joke, but isn't that how you would catch them?
They don't speed walk in like 100-meter dashes. They're going 26.3 miles in a marathon. You got ground cams for 26 miles?
Of course they do. Cameras for 26 miles. Why not have some on the ground? Because
you're incredulous.
I believe that the rule is
heel.
Both feet cannot be off the ground
Correct.
At the same time.
Oh, is that the rule?
I don't know.
That's the difference between a walk and a jog.
Wow. It makes so much sense. And I never realized how they were. I thought it was like a heel-to-toe rotation
nope.
thing.
But if you don't have floor cams, how could you ever really know? Be like,
so
unless the
foot...
dude was just running. Like, okay, you're out of here.
Well, that would be easy. You could hook that into the shoes. Because you could make it so that both shoes have to be grounded at the same time at all times. Otherwise, it sets off a little alarm.
So they,
well, not grounded both at all times, or they wouldn't move.
Do they well, zap you?
They're not. No, they have to be grounded. You were just saying that.
You said both feet have to be grounded at all times.
Yeah, grounded.
There needs to be pressure from both shoes.
Yeah.
But not both at the same time, or they're not moving.
Yes,
no.
They are. That's the whole point.
Jason, when you take a step, is there still pressure in the foot?
Oh,
not
I
on both feet. Both feet having pressure on the ground at all times.
I see what you're saying now.
Mean you're
okay,
not
one,
moving.
One foot.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Then, okay, then this whole thing is blown up. Wait, no, because as long as it's one, you're okay.
So yes. If 2 feet come off the ground,
yes.
Then it disables you with an electromagnetic pulse and you space plant.
Yeah, I like that. Or just...
Oh, he's out! And someone get a medic.
There's other differences, though.
I now see
between...
completely what you were saying.
Right.
And you had a right to be incredulous.
I started feeling like I was the one taking crazy
well,
pills.
We were talking about like moonwalking.
Okay.
Not speed walking.
Do
different competition.
Yeah, no, that's fair. So other differences between speed walking and
miles
jogging.
Backwards.
Because I did watch a little bit of the Olympic speed walking, and you have to look like an idiot. That's,
oh, it's all in the hips, man.
That's a rule.
It's all in the hips, baby.
One of these guys, and I think this might be the dude that won, because he was on TV a lot. I imagine they're showing first place.
The only contestant?
No, there's a lot of these dummies, but this guy looked so stupid. His legs, imagine that you're like kicking your feet out. He was doing like circles with his, with his
he
leg.
Figured out a hack?
He figured out a hack. And I think that the other contestants, they were not
They
pleased.
Didn't have the hack.
They were like, this is not classic speed walking. It's like when the first NBA player started shooting overhand. Like, what is this?
So the floppy legs is the key.
What I enjoy about speed walking, I don't know if you guys partake in this. Like speed walking is just, it's one of those, like, it's a good joke at all times. Like if you're in a group, especially with the family, because your job as the father is to try to embarrass the family.
For sure.
Just launch off into a good old fashioned speed walk. When you're at the mall, you just get the arms pumping. Now I know about the floppy legs, so I didn't know that I could really increase my speed. I'm going to get where I need to go.
You're going
to
increase your stupidity. It's going to be that's a huge one. The only time I've ever partaken in speed walking is when I've got to do a duty. And it's
in a public place,
and it's coming quick.
And you know that if you jog,
if I jog
too much impact,
yeah.
And you're doing a protection.
Every step of the jog. Things are just dropping down lower and lower.
When you got to do that speed walk to the bathroom, you basically crouch a little bit. Your head does not bob. Your head stays completely level as you go because you don't want to upset the gravitational pull of the
of the Duke.
Sometimes there's situations where maybe you parked in a parking lot and you need to get into the store and get something. But a full sprint seems just a little bit socially outlandish.
Mm-hmm.
So you do the speed walk to try to get quickly into the store.
Could you imagine?
Or you bridge that. Like, honestly, skipping would be better.
Okay.
Skipping is something that we have made socially unacceptable, but it's hyper efficient.
Yeah, we've talked about my legendary
You're
skipping.
You're pro skipping.
Well, my speed is unstoppable. I skip faster than I run.
You're a speed skipper.
Can you skip faster than you speed walk?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
You bet your bottom dollar you can.
You can get air.
Thank you, Annie.
You can get air when you skip. You can really
get air.
Oh, absolutely. You can get up off the
ground. He's really getting up there.
You can do some tricks in between skips.
360 skipping.
What?
Here's the thing. You say that skipping is socially unacceptable.
That's correct.
Yes, because it is.
I actually think jogging is more socially unacceptable.
What?
If I saw someone skipping down, like... The example you gave, Andy, you pull up to go to a store, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're going to Costco.
And I see someone skipping, I think, that's a happy dude. I see someone jogging, I'm like, what is... not running like an emergency, just jogging.
I think I can find one of the holes in your premise.
Okay.
You would not think that's a happy dude. You would think that is a psychopath. When have you last seen a grown adult skip anywhere?
It's been a minute.
I'll tell you what you don't think, though. If you saw someone skipping out of a Costco,
yeah,
bags in hand,
right,
you would just go, huh, well, that's strange. But if you saw someone running with bag, that person just stole something.
Absolutely. Call the cops.
So.
Oh, I know where you're going with
can
this.
Can you just easily get away with shoplifting if you skip out of the store?
Nobody
No one's
going to
question that.
Left a bank robbery skipping. And really, they should. Look how happy they are. I've got all the money. I've got all the money.
It's $1 million for me.
And would the cop be able to really...
The cop would never think it was you.
You could go right down the sidewalk, right by the cop, skipping. And he's like, we got to find this guy who's running.
Now I'm picturing like an episode of Cops when they pull the guy over and they start running, but the guy's skipping away instead.
The cop just stops.
He'll stop.
Slows down. Oh, clear. That one got away.
We got the wrong one. Move on. Back it up.
Think about defending yourself to the judge. He fled the scene of the crime.
Sir.
Your Honor, I was skipping.
You can't flee skipping.
I was not fleeing. All right.
Roll the tape.
Roll the tape.
Case dismissed.
Big Boss Mike from Patreon says, after looking at your staff photos on the website, I was curious. If you had to choose three non-baller staff members to rob a bank.
We're back to robbing a bank.
Rob a bank for you.
I'm in for the skipping role.
Which three would you choose and what would their roles be?
Okay, so,
but I mean.
It's tough because maybe the audience doesn't know our staff. So let's explain some of our staff. You guys know Al Borland.
Let's do one word for each person.
Oh, that's a great idea. That's a great idea.
We'll say their job, but then describe them in one word. So let's start with Al Borland.
Okay.
He produces the Spitballer Show. Yes. He co-produces the Footballer Show. Does other stuff around here. I can't always tell what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
But describe him in one word.
Handyman.
Okay.
Is that a hyphenated word or is that one word?
That's one word according to how I write it.
Okay.
Yeah. That does not encapsulate his foosball skills.
No, of course not.
Which makes
sense.
I wanted
to stay positive.
Yeah. Okay.
Then you have, you got Josh, Papa Josh.
Ugly.
I would go bald, but that works.
You have Brooks, the producer for the Footballers and also co-producer of this show.
Money.
Yeah.
Wealth.
Wealthy, yes.
Rich.
Yeah. And then you have Kyle.
Now let me
Ragged with the new hair. Ragged.
Okay.
You think those luxurious locks are ragged?
Yeah.
Really?
I think he's gotten a little, maybe arrogant is another word.
Well, that's fine, but I do not equate arrogancy and being ragged.
I guess
ragged.
Dependable would be another good word.
He's a ragged, dependable rapscallion.
Look, if I'm looking for three people to rob a bank for me, I need somebody that's dependable and loyal. So Kyle's coming along. I need a handyman to get into the safe. So Jeremy's coming along.
Okay.
And then I need somebody that gives me an air of, well, these guys would never rob a bank. And that's Brooks.
See,
so I'm taking Brooks.
Brooks has to be in. He's funding the.
I want to see Brooks hold somebody up with a gun. Because I want to see how he'd be so uncomfortable.
You're wrong.
Give me all the money, please.
No, he would be the most terrifying. When you watch someone play a villain on TV, it's the ones
who
calmly, quietly.
No Country for Old Men?
Say, I would like all the money, please. And you're going to freak out because this guy's got not just a gun in the pocket. This guy has the whole building rigged to explode.
What are the odds, though, that he pulls the gun out facing the wrong way?
Well, I'm going to.
78%.
Yeah. He has not held a gun before, but I'm taking the two producers of this show.
Yeah,
because I need the money and I need the handyman. It's really a question of who the third one is. I feel like it can't be Josh because the bald head would be like it was them.
A dead giveaway. Yeah,
shiny. I could still see him down the street.
He kind of looks like a criminal,
but he would skip. He's a very happy fella.
Okay.
It can't be Brian Ketron. He's loser. He's gonna lose all my money. So I think it can't be Schneider. Looks too much like me. I'm going with you, Andy. I think Kyle.
Now, to be fair, does the bank rob Brooks or does Brooks rob the bank?
It's all
the same. Fast wealth.
It's all the same.
Is it just when he goes and takes out money?
Oh.
That's a bank robbery.
He's taking his own money.
It's just a withdrawal.
Give me everything you have.
Yeah. No, it's mine. Give me everything you have.
Do you want to weigh in, Mike?
I'm bringing, let's see. I'm just trying to figure out who's the fall guy. Because that's really all I care about.
Oh, Ketron's back in.
Okay, he's back. Look, if I'm robbing a bank with other people, that's really what I'm concerned about with, is who is actually going to jail.
Wade from the website, what is the threshold for being considered tall? And inversely, what is the threshold for being considered short?
Oh. Okay.
And I want to find objective truth here.
Well, that's
come
to the right place.
Anybody's short or tall based on who they're standing around, right? We already know.
Yes.
We can observe the world. But what about objectively? You describe yourself as tall or short, and is there an in-between? Is everybody either tall or short, or is there a...
No, there's average.
There's definitely average. Mike, so this is... Do you consider yourself tall? Would you say I'm tall?
I do not.
That's stupid. You're tall.
Yeah, you're tall for sure.
I mean, you should...
You're definitely tall.
But you also think you're like 6 foot, which you're also not.
What am I?
You're at least 6'1".
Okay. So I thought you were going to try and shrink me under my incredible threshold.
Yeah, you
got
to be 6'1". I'm like 6'2 and a half.
Which every time anybody sees you guys, especially Andy, in public, in a video where you can see him standing, It's just like, oh my gosh, I had no idea it's Andy was that tall.
Is he like 7 feet tall?
It's because of also the lankiness.
Yeah, I'm very lanky.
I wish I was lanky.
You're real stubby.
More of like a stump.
Now,
like
do you consider yourself tall?
No. No, and the reason is because I never hit 6 foot.
Is You're like 5'11", though, right?
So I am 5'11", yes. And I bet my mother that I would hit 6 foot. I bet her $50. She said I wouldn't. I said I would.
Did you ever pay up?
No. I didn't have the opportunity. God rest her soul. That's
never
the,
made good.
That's, I never made good.
Man, you got away with $50.
That's right. I did it. Oh, I figured if I held out long enough on that bet.
That's fair. So have you ever considered lifts because you're so short?
No, I have not considered lifts.
Wait, so do you consider yourself short?
No, I am the definition of average. 5'11 is average.
So if, but let's say you were filling out paperwork to, and this was to get your passport. And there are two boxes,
tall or short,
and you have to fill in a box.
I would personally pick, I'd pick short.
Oh,
it's so sad because what's funny is
I
like,
think you're tall.
My wife's family, I am the giant.
You're taller than average.
I'm the get stuff off the top shelf guy. And they've got a huge family. I go over to, it's Thanksgiving. There's 35 people there. I am looking down on all of them. And I only mean physically. Like, I am
You're like Will Ferrell and Elf?
Absolutely. They are a short people. But, yeah, so I feel tall there. But, no, in general, I mean, I spend most of my life around YouTube guys.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm the short one.
Well, not compared to Owl.
I think, so Owl.
We're the same height.
No, you watch your mouth. You are just so significantly shorter than me, but what is your height?
What's yours?
No, genuine question. What is your height?
5'9.5".
You liar. You're 5'8". I would say, assuming that I'm
you
right.
Troglodore.
assuming that you are 5'8", which I think, can we all agree he's 5'8"?
5'8".
I think on like a good day.
Right, that's what I'm saying. If he's if
when
he's
the lifts are off, it's 5'7".
Like when the hair's done.
Right.
If he's in a
well,
ball
how tall
cap.
Is DeVito?
that's a good question. That's a good. But my point is this: I look at Al Borland and myself as average, so I think we're the range. I think if you're shorter than Al or taller
you,
than me,
do
you're
you
tall
feel
and short.
Superior to him? Because if you're both average,
not
like Mike
height,
and I
not
feel
height.
Superior to everybody here because of our height.
Right,
which makes
that.
Sense.
I would love to be tall. I would love.
You
like,
don't need that. Your ego's good enough.
Yeah, but imagine how far it could go. Just
if you were physically looking down at everybody.
Oh man,
I
would be emperor.
Who? I genuinely don't know this question. Who's taller, Brooks or Jeremy?
I have to imagine it's Jeremy. Brooks.
Well, look at that.
We need a back to back. He's
on the mic. Let's
back to back,
guys. I
would
think Jeremy.
Well, how tall are you?
I don't know.
You
honest.
Don't
look,
know how tall you
look,
are?
This might not be the best audio, but this is happening. Stand up.
I'm
you
back
know,
to Jer- back.
We Jeremy, gotta... Jeremy is definitely defending his honor.
Oh.
Okay. Please tell me that, Brooks.
They are identical.
I think Jeremy might be a little... They're very close.
They are very
spit
close.
Wads. If you're listening, picture two short people standing back to back. All right.
Do you guys, like, live in a mushroom?
Yes, that is factual. By the way, you know the great saying, right? 12 times the charm.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Oh, yeah, I'm 5'9.5". Liar, liar.
Is that the lie? Here we go, round one. If you haven't heard this segment before, I will be sharing with you. There's three rounds, and I'll be sharing three facts per round. Two of them are true. One is a bold-faced lie. We have yet, through 11 times.
Three of us. So
three
that's
of us.
33 times through.
We have not made it all the way through winning against Al.
Oh, my gosh.
We are.
This is the day I
He's
feel
a great
it.
Liar.
He is such a good liar.
Round one. Fact one. A street sweeper in Detroit in the late 30s became known as Joseph the Baby Magnet.
Baby Magnet.
Baby Magnet. Because on two different occasions, he was struck by babies falling out of fourth-story windows while working below.
Okay.
Okay, that's okay. Very specific.
That's also really eerily timely because, well, I won't even share that story, but somebody else got hit by somebody
By a baby?
No, not a baby.
Oh.
Just somebody jumping off a building like yesterday.
Ooh.
It didn't end well. There is a beach. Fact two. There is a beach on the coast of North Carolina that is known as Tamagotchi Shores. In 1997, a shipping container fell off a cargo ship in a storm, spilling almost 100,000 digital Tamagotchi pets into the ocean. Even now, 15 to 20 toys wash up on shore each month.
And that was from 1997.
Which seems probably around the time that they were...
The hotness?
The hotness. And then the third fact, wink, wink, a butt, B-U-T-T, was a medieval unit of measurement for wine. Technically, a buttload of wine is about 126 gallons.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
I feel like that's such a lie that he would make up.
Yeah, because it's a buttload. And you wouldn't make up something about a buttload. That's too funny. But I will say this. That, think about 126 gallons.
That's a buttload
of wine. That's a buttload of wine. I mean, that is true. I mean, at this point, you can't even say it's a lie because that's a buttload of wine.
But technically, is it a butt?
Is it a unit of measure?
If I have to admit that there's a butt of wine.
Man.
Well, look,
I thought I couldn't like wine more.
Wait, so it's...
I think the first two are true and the third one's a lie. I think the butt is a lie.
All right, that's what you're locking in?
It's a medieval unit for a measure of wine.
Yeah.
How is the measure of wine...
I think he left this one wanting.
126 gallons.
Yeah, I think that he left this one wanting.
Yeah, if you have gallons, that's a measurement.
Is there something that is not a load? Like it's just a butt ton? What's a butt? How many gallons is a butt ton?
Now, think about this real quick. I made the joke about 126 gallons of wine just being a buttload, because it is. But now think back to medieval times. 126 gallons. How often would you have 126 gallons together?
A butt of wine. But if we all go in on this one.
No, I know my lie. Also, my lie is the 30s. Joseph the baby magnet.
Why are they using imperial and not metric?
Oh.
The medieval people were definitely using liters.
They would not.
They weren't using gallons.
Yeah, but he might be translating it in the fact.
Oh.
I'm locking in that the butt is the lie.
I don't think that a man in the 30s had babies fall out of four-story windows.
Two different ones?
On two different occasions. Yeah, unless it's the same baby. It's like, take your kid!
He's your son!
Joseph!
All right, Mike, you got to lock one in.
To be fair, when you were reading that, saying that he became known as the baby magnet, I thought it was going to be for different reasons.
Yeah.
So wait, we're split?
Well, I don't know where you're at,
I took the street sweeper. He took the butt.
But that's what I mean of...
Of wine?
Do I need to take the middle one?
We have talked through all of the different options. Obviously, if you don't take the middle one and it is, and that's the lie, then we will be devastated. However,
our odds improve if you get the right one.
Exactly. You should go with whatever you believe is the lie.
Because we still have to go through two more rounds, and I'd rather you be around.
Okay.
You're doing it again, Al.
I think that the lie,
the lie
is going
to
be.
My gut was the street sweeper one, so I'm going to go with that's the lie.
Man, please don't be the Tamagotchi.
All right, I'm locked it in.
Bro, he's so happy back then. No! No, it's not.
The lie was the middle one that none of you picked.
Oh, you are fired. You're fired. You're looking for work. You no longer have a job. You need to go run out and touch the garbage dumpster outside and stay there.
You did bet me 5K at the top of the show that you'd win today, so at least I got a severance.
It's in the mail.
Have we ever failed in round one?
Yes, we have.
This is
oh my gosh.
Do we keep going?
I mean, now we're just competing against each other.
Oh
my gosh.
Round two.
I need more information on this buttload.
Do you have some information on it? So a butt is a unit.
A butt is approximately equated to 108 imperial gallons for ale or 126 imperial gallons for wine.
Yeah, I mean, I just searched buttload of wines. It says 126 gallons. But a buttload of wine is 126 gallons of wine.
This is so unfortunate.
Man.
I'm sorry, everyone
out there. You should have played the game, Mike. I told you.
All right, we need something. So now it's we're facing each other here?
Yes.
Yeah.
The air is out of my sails. Round two. Chess boxing is a sport where opponents alternate rounds of speed chess and boxing until their foe is either checkmated or knocked out.
No. No.
I actually know that one's true.
What?
No.
Yeah.
So it's like knight to rook six. Plow.
I've seen this.
How does it work?
If I'm wrong on this, then I dreamt it.
Do they have one glove so that the other hand can move
the
chess piece?
They make a move,
piece?
And then I think they go into a ring and fight, and then they go make another move.
So it's not like you made your move, and while you're on the clock,
no.
You can be punched?
No.
Oh, man.
It's like a formal thing.
I got something
Why
to watch
Why would I be
after
telling you guys this? I'm competing against you. That one's super a lie.
Wait. Is he trying to trick us?
Ooh.
The second one. The artificial sweetener sucralose was discovered when a scientist accidentally misheard test this chemical as taste this chemical. That's funny.
Oh, man. If that's
so somebody
a lie,
tasted a chemical?
Well done.
For science.
The third one is red carpets were originally used to celebrate Vikings returning from the battlefield and represented the blood of their slain foes.
Oh, man.
I've always wondered why the carpet's red. Why is red the fancy carpet?
I'm locking in the sucralose lie.
I'm locking in the blood-stained red carpet lie.
Mike?
Now, tell me more about chess boxing. Yeah, I'm going the red carpet is the lie.
All right, Jason and Mike, you got this one right.
So the red carpet's the lie, and so some idiot scientist tasted a chemical?
Oh. Scientist, just because they're scientists doesn't mean they're not dumb.
Test this chemical. It's delicious. Very sweet.
Okay, so I can either even up or one of you can win this thing. Round three. Gary Gremlin.
Gary Gremlin.
Gremlin Gary. Gary Gremlin, the founder of Match.com, went through a tough breakup when his girlfriend left him for a guy she met on Match.com.
Oh,
no.
And isn't it ironic?
Chris Hansen, the host of the hidden camera sting operation show To Catch a Predator, was fired by NBC after being caught cheating on his wife by a hidden camera sting operation.
Oh, man, that's a good one. I see a pattern.
And in 2001... John Spinello, the maker of the popular board game Operation, died on the operating table during emergency heart transplant.
No!
I am locking in Chris Hansen as the lie.
I actually agree with you. I think that dying on an operating table is a pretty common thing.
It happens.
You know, and I would say that Gary Crimmin made a great website for finding love, and his
it was too good.
It was too good. His girlfriend agreed, said, "Great product, Gary. See you later, Gary." So I'm gonna take the Chris Hansen.
You're gonna remove my chance of evening up here.
Well, I
Very
did
smart.
Think about that as well. Yeah. The fact that I guarantee my victory if
you know what we just guaranteed that Andy's the loser because I'm looking at Chris Hansen.
What's the lie?
The lie was operation.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Mike and I won. Oh, yeah. So wait a minute. Chris Hansen.
I went 0-3 in all three of my guesses.
Chris Hansen, who made a sting camera show.
Yes. This is true?
Oh, man.
It is true.
That's sad.
Why?
Oh, man, I know that guy. I just Googled him.
Yeah, he's the take a seat guy, but why were they trying to catch him in his infidelity?
Now he's been arrested for missing a court date. What is going
Chris
on?
Hansen?
Come
yes.
on.
No.
Chris?
Is it the same one? Are you sure?
Oh, don't look this up.
No!
All right, we're drafting.
No!
The Spitballers Draft.
We are drafting the worst things to do while nauseous. So
many.
Now, I don't know about you guys, but I legitimately maybe hate nothing more than being nauseous.
I despise being nauseous.
It's the worst.
I love it. I just it's such a good time.
It's my jam.
Can't get enough.
I'm not a very nauseous person. Like, I don't get motion sickness.
You're toxic.
I've been like anyone that, you know, has gotten sick, has had food poisoning. And when you're in the process of like actually having to throw up, it is a nightmare of all nightmares. And you feel like you're going to, you know, turn inside out. But it's not too common. I'd say in the last decade, 3 or 4 times.
It's why you end up wanting to throw up a lot of the times. Is you'd rather throw up and have it over with to get rid of the nausea.
Now, are you that guy?
Yeah, I'm team get rid of the nausea.
Like,
I also hate throwing up worse than being nauseous. So it's short-lived, okay. And nausea is long.
But that's to say, do you take matters into your own hand sometimes?
I hope it happens quick. Yeah, I'll go.
But you won't force the issue.
I've never done that. Have you done that?
Oh yeah.
So you've put your finger down your throat.
Yeah, when your body knows you're like, this is happening at least sometime in the next hour or whatever. Yeah, I've made it happen.
I'm so bad at throwing up, if that's even a thing, that like when I've been there, I've been nauseous.
He doesn't know where to aim.
No, I've
it
been
just
there.
It goes all over
where
his chest.
I feel like I have to throw up and I am very, very nauseous. And then I try. I do the fingers down
you
the
go
throat,
for it.
And I can't throw up.
You want to know why I never do that? Is because, one, I hate throwing up so much. And two, I always have, I keep a hope and a prayer that this thing's going the other direction. I'm always hoping that maybe it'll go away.
Okay.
All right. So, worst
now to, now to gross
to do
everyone out.
Well, nauseous.
Well, there's an obvious one. It will exacerbate the nausea. You are trapped and cannot remove yourself from the situation. And, you're going to be a mess. It's riding a roller coaster.
Yeah, it's the classic.
Yep.
I know it's the classic answer, but if you put me on a new roller coaster while nauseous, that is hell on earth.
And it's not kind to your coaster mates.
Say that the nice thing about the coaster barf for the barfer is frequently they are not the one who are then ending the ride covered in vomit.
Right.
It's someone behind you.
They're the giver. Others are receivers.
They're the barfee.
It's hard to barf forward and have people behind you get it and you not get some of it.
Just turn your head. Just do this.
You do a straight turn. And
of course you do.
Yeah, I'm not barfing on myself.
And you just go, sorry.
Wow.
Watch your head.
Hit him with a heads up.
Yeah.
Incoming.
I told you to duck.
If you're that person, think about being that person.
And you know they're going, whoop, splash.
You're just going, no. Then you got to ride the rest of the coast or comfort. And now that, anyway.
Someone else's. Ooh.
Well, there you go. Mike, you are up on the clock. Roller coaster is my pick.
Real quick. True story. I went on the Gravitron at a fair once, which is a spinny ride.
This is on my list, but go on.
And I got off that ride nauseous, got onto a Ferris wheel, and threw up on the people below me.
You are so lucky. You are so lucky, Jeremy, because on my list, I won't draft it now, was on the Gravitron. If you don't know what the Gravitron is, you
have
been... Is
that just the spinny thing?
It's just the spinny thing. Why
did they invent that?
They invented that so you could throw up on yourself. Because if you stand outside the Gravitron for, I don't know, 30 minutes, and you just watch the people walking off, you will see someone walk off covered in their own vomit because it sucks you to the wall. Like, it's just... It spins, and you lay on the wall, and then it slides you up the wall, and all you're doing is just having gravity stick you to the outside of this thing, and if you get nauseous, watch out, because it's coming right back at you.
I've done it once.
You've done it on the Gravitron?
No, not vomit. I went on a Gravitron once.
Man, when I was
a little kid. As a young lad.
I loved it. That was like my favorite.
No,
now we know why they made it, because people liked it.
Yeah, psychopaths.
Mike,
all right,
you are up.
So I was trying to think of not just a place where... it might exacerbate the problem, but just like something that might be really uncomfortable.
Absolutely.
Should things go sour. So I'm going with smooching.
Oh, wow. Kissing.
While smooching.
Little make-out.
Smooching
sesh.
Your loved one. Because I'm not sure there's a return.
She'd be going to match.com pretty quickly.
There's no return from little smooch Vaughn.
No. We don't have to act all of these out.
But we can.
Jason.
Would you eat peanut butter and jelly?
I'm up for a double, and the first one is easy.
Listening to Spitballers is one of the things you can't do while nauseous, apparently.
That is fair.
Hey, look, it's on you. You knew what we were doing.
You could pause it.
I did pick the topic.
All right. Well, the first one is clear. The first one is chugging milk. Okay, if I'm feeling nauseous, I'm not wanting to chug some milk.
Okay.
That is
okay,
out of good. The question because
I don't know.
Okay, talk to me about
because,
chugging milk while nauseous.
Oh, to like take the acidity down?
Yeah, we all know that.
It's coming up anyways.
When things are coming up, certain things are better than others. Like I would much rather expel a milkshake than hot
Mexican
wings.
Food.
Yeah. Like so if you're just going to, you know, just pad the lining there with some milk, that might be all right.
That's interesting.
Okay.
Can we sell a product that you chug real quick right
pre-barf?
Before?
Pre-barf. Yeah. I think it's going to, that's a great marketing name. Pre-barf.
Quick, babe, give me a bottle of the pre-barf.
Do you want 2% or whole?
Whatever you got.
I got whole pre-barf.
I need to chug it.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'm going to say I don't want pre-barf, so I'm not going to chug.
Trademark.
Milk. The other one is, it's one of those situations where it's a triple whammy.
Oh.
Okay, because one, it's not fair to the other person.
Okay.
Two, it's not what you would call healthy. And three,
okay.
It could cause it. It could put you over the top.
All
and
right.
That is going to be performing surgery. So you don't to be performing surgery.
The old well, John Spinello?
Yeah, like, oh, that, oh that's, oh, uh-oh.
Just sew it in.
Just wipe it out. Just get the vacuum. Oh, man.
Wow, that is.
And you got the mask on.
I'm getting
hopefully.
A little bit nauseous.
Well, hold on. Don't chug milk.
All right.
Pre-barf.
Yeah, chug pre-barf.
Mike, you are back on the clock.
All right. It's one of those places where like they're prepared because they know that it's going to happen. They know that when people are inside of this thing, you got a little baggie just in case. And I'm talking about the riding an airplane.
Yeah.
It is the ultimate nightmare scenario for those who have anxiety. I am a man who suffers greatly from anxiety. First thing I do when I sit down in an airplane, air conditioning goes on full blast, and then the peak. Make sure that the bag is
really?
There.
Really?
Oh,
really?
Because
you need peace of mind. That
knowing I've never actually barfed on a plane. I've gotten like, I think it's going to happen.
Really?
Which it would have been nice to have some pre-barf, but
wouldn't it?
But it's never happened. But just the peace of mind knowing it's there, and I don't. And it like if the moment happens, I'm not just helpless and it's going on the floor or whatever. So that's the second thing I check.
Wow. That I mean,
and if it's not there,
if it's
oh
not there,
man.
Would you go right into that little pocket though?
Oh.
Is that,
is that the
best? This is
plan?
On you. This is on you, airline.
Wow. Yeah, I mean a plane is that's unsettling. I've never gotten that close on a plane. But that's frightening. What's your second pick?
Also, can we
that
just
was it. No, it's you.
Oh, yeah. It's me. That's
throw
right.
Throw out the fact that, like, I mean, I've never done this, but I can't fathom puking in a little paper bag. Like, I need a big bowl. I mean, like, I don't know. That seems
well. Not every time from the air sickness are you going to have a full expelling.
I always have a full belly, Mike. At all times.
That's my secret. I'm always full.
I have a six pack of pre-barf
before every flight,
just in case.
All right,
that's my secret.
I'm going to go with my next pick is going to be. I'm going to go with jump on a trampoline.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah,
up
and down
up
on a trampoline. Like if I have to put in 10-15 minutes on a trampoline, that's not going to end well. So that's my second pick.
Also, I would love to see you try and jump on a trampoline for 10 minutes. You have no idea.
Yeah. Now,
if you haven't been on a trampoline lately.
It's been a bit.
It's exhausting.
You can get sweaty on a trampoline.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then I'm going to go with skydiving.
Oh, yeah. That's on my list.
I think skydiving is, especially if it's, I'm going to go tandem skydiving.
Yeah. Okay. That's perfect.
Because if you are, I mean, gravity does something and you're nauseous and then you start, I wonder if you have to pay more to your instructor.
Oh, for sure. Just like
you tip them.
Oh, I mean,
just like a here's $100 for the puke.
Like, don't Ubers have those things where it's like a cleanup fee?
Ooh,
yeah.
But it's for the tandem skydiver body. So yeah, skydiving.
All right, I'm going with. I don't know if I want to be broad or nail it down. I'll just whatever. We'll go more specific. We'll go with the bench press. I was thinking about exercise.
Ooh, exercising would be bad in general.
But I think specifically if you are laying on your back, attempting to push heavy weight away from you.
Not good.
That could be a real situation where it's just spilling out.
Mm, gross.
Yeah.
Jason.
Yeah, that's bad. So I have a couple left on my list here. I'm it, right? I've got
nope.
The last. Oh no.
No.
Oh, I don't finish this one?
No.
Okay. Well then I will not share my list. This makes it more difficult. I have two to pick here.
Wait, it's more you already knew what you were
to poll the audience.
You knew what you were gonna pick, but now that you can't share the answers that you're not actually picking, it's more difficult?
No, I was going to work through my picks
I gotcha.
And figure it out. I'm gonna start with going to the dentist. I don't want someone rooting around in my mouth, putting the tools a little bit too close down my throat.
True.
What do they call that thing at the back of your throat, Jason?
The dangly
thingy.
Ovula? No.
I knew I'd get something.
Is it close?
It is. It's uvula.
Okay. So that's fine.
True story.
Mine's an oval, so yours is more of a U-shaped.
I have done this. I went to... like
you've been nauseous and gone to the dentist?
I have not been nauseous. I've been incredibly nauseous. Back in the day of where I was on like a super strict diet, and I can't remember the brand of there's a burger. It's a plant based burger.
Okay.
Oh shoot, I can't think of the name of it.
We don't care.
Owl, maybe you can find something. But it's important to it where. They're fake burgers. They're veggie burgers, and they're actually okay. And I would eat them, you know, without bun, because carbs are the devil when you're trying to get super shredded. And I got a different flavor, and it was like an onion or whatever something, and it was so horrific when I ate it. And I was just like, this is a situation, but I have to eat now, and I'm running late. I got to go to the dentist, and I just felt like I was gonna vomit the whole entire time, and now it's a legend in my house that this thing is called the foot burger, because every time I would belch, it's one of those ones where you're burping it up, I felt like I was burping up a sweaty gym sock.
Oh, nice.
So I have experienced,
should have pre-barfed.
I have experienced going to the dentist when I felt like I ate gym socks.
Yeah, I would imagine
it's
that
not,
was not a
it's
good
not
experience
great.
And then the other one I'm going to go with here is another situation. This is a situation you don't want to go poorly. This is a moment. This is your moment.
Okay.
This is your moment. And it's saying your vows.
Okay.
I don't want to I'm nauseous and all of a sudden I get pushed over the top and
I do
throw up all over you. You know, the white pretty dress, wearing a cloak. Close proximity.
People are watching.
I'm sure someone has done this.
Oh, for sure.
She would probably not feel great
about it. And I'm sure
they
are divorced. So,
that's definitely happened.
Yeah. So I don't want to ruin my wedding day with puke.
Okay. Mike, your final pick.
I don't know why this is the version of this activity that came up to me, but this is where we are. So I'm going with square dancing.
Okay.
Very oddly specific.
Square dance. Well, isn't there a lot of arm in arm and a lot of spinning around and do-si-dos and
I guess you spin
swing
that,
your
right?
partner to and fro.
Like the electric shuffle would
out
be
my
easier.
Tummy, it will
no,
go.
Yeah. Electric slide would be no problem.
Right.
That was a good rhyme. I liked it.
I missed it.
Can sorry. I hear it again?
Sorry. No, it's one timer.
Aw, darn.
No one will ever know.
Bading to the bading to the.
But square dance. And you're in a silly getup already. Did you clothes. Guys have to square dance at school?
No. At school? Your school made
I
you
think,
square dance?
I think we had an outdoor ed that they made us square dance
in
at.
Junior high, we yeah. had in PE, we had square dance.
Now in PE, I did not have that.
No, PE, we did like basketball.
We had square dancing.
Thank you, Owl.
Yep. Wow.
Were you in my school district? No. You were a different one.
Peoria Unified?
Yeah, I was in Deer Valley. Somehow you guys avoided the square dance. It was incredibly awkward.
Or I've blacked it out from my memory, which is
I wouldn't
highly
blame
likely.
You.
All right, for my final pick, I am going to go with while singing the national anthem
that's
at a sporting
good.
Event. I imagine that would
hitting
be
hitting that high note.
Man, and the home of the
oh man.
I mean that you know, I've always thought about
this. This guy hates America.
Boo this man.
I've always thought that if you are singing the national anthem,
he just puked on the flag.
You are ready to be memed. I mean, if you're performing at a national event, it's 100% recorded, 100% of people seeing you, like at NBA Finals, ML, you know, World Series.
How much is there to gain?
Exactly. If you move your hand the wrong way or do something funky or like a fly, if a fly lands on you out of your own control.
Yeah, you've done nothing wrong.
You're a meme forever.
Like, can you guys, off the top of your head, think of like this person did the anthem at the whatever, the Super Bowl, whatever, and it was incredible.
What's the most memorable anthem you can remember?
Roseanne Barr.
Is that real? Did she really do an anthem?
Oh, this was legendary because it was so bad.
Oh.
Yeah, and like...
Which, so she gained nothing from that?
No,
what good one? Do you remember a good one?
A good one. I think I saw Vanessa Hudgens' Crush one.
Oh, she did the... she was at the finals game we were at.
Yeah, yeah, she did great.
But I think of the bad ones. Like, and Fergie.
Oh, yeah.
Do you guys remember the Fergie one?
No.
Oh, man. That thing is legendary. Where even they're cutting to the shots of the basketball players, and they're like, what is
happening? Very little
right?
to gain. Very little to gain. Lots to lose. You'll be memed, and my goodness, if you puke on yourself.
It's done.
Not good.
So, oh, gosh, I'm seeing pictures of Roseanne Barr singing the anthem. I'm also seeing a picture of a groom throwing up in the middle of his own wedding.
Yeah,
oh.
That's for sure it's happened.
Neither are good things.
No, and because there's going to be some self-consciousness from the old spouse in that situation.
But you're what do you
right.
do?
Yeah, because
if you're the groom.
No, it wasn't because of you.
If you let's walk through this. We're about to close out the show, but you're the groom. You're up, you're in place, and you just are like, "Uh-oh,
I'm going to puke."
What do you do? Cuz you can't if
you
Can you
make it funny? Can you say timeout? Can you throw up a timeout symbol and run?
That's you have to.
Yeah, it's a pro move, man.
Can you say I'm coming right back? Because the other thing is they go, oh, hold on. I'll be right back. They might think you're not coming back.
That's what I mean. Like, if you're already up there.
Oh, you know what you do? You pretend to faint. Then they'll drag you out of there. You puke
there
and you get back in.
Is there a way to hide it?
Puke and rally?
Is there a way to hide it?
Can you hide the puke?
Can you turn your back to the audience while she's walking down the aisle? You know, she's coming
That's your
down,
only chance.
All the eyes are on her, and you just try to kind of, you try to be as
can
quiet
you swallow
as possible.
It?
You can, but then you're just going to puke again.
So that's not the pre-barf you want.
If it's Greek Orthodox, you can take his hat and then
flip it,
flip it over.
Mm.
Here you go. Here's your hat.
All right. Give him the hat back. All right. Other things on my list. I had eating cream cheese.
Oh, gross. Cartwheels.
Running a marathon.
Okay.
Would not want to do that. Changing a diaper.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
I did say
good.
If you were you never want to be in a situation you can smell something bad when you're, like, at a fish market would have been a good one.
Oof.
Or just, like, next to someone who's already barfing.
Yes.
That's true.
Are you
that's actually a really good draft
Are you a sympathetic
pick.
Barfer?
I'm not.
I have been brought very close.
I wouldn't call it sympathetic. I would call it disgusted.
No.
I'm not, like, barfing because I want to be with you. I'm barfing because you're disgusting me
But
right
do
now.
If does the sight of someone else... having that happen, does it cause you to get sick?
I think it might. If someone else is barfing, I don't stick around. I just
your kids?
Well, I mean, what are they going to do for me at this point?
Also said VR. Playing on VR is not a good idea while I'm nauseous. Yeah.
You don't even know where you're throwing up.
What did we learn today?
Take that, aliens.
I learned that if you are stealing something from a store, you're fine if you skip.
I learned that if you really, really are worried about throwing up, you can poke your ovula and take some pre-barf.
But no, true stories, hum. Just telling you. That's a
well, okay. Tomato, tomato. I'll pre-barf, you hum. We'll see which one works.
That's a factual pro tip for everybody out there. I learned that ants have no terminal velocity.
Just regular velocity.
Just velocity.
Well, that was one of the more disgusting ends to a show we've ever had.
Yeah, and we've had several.
Yeah. It's nice to pivot from poop.
Yeah. All the body is welcome here.
Goodbye.
All right. For the three of us and our short producer, farewell.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers Podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.